The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, has just phoned into the program. He's on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. We've had a number of discussions with callers and other politicians, state politicians this morning, about the fate of this Maroubra headland. What can you tell us about this, the Malabar headland in Sydney's east?
So I can guarantee on your program that it will not be sold. It will be retained in public hands. It will be retained in perpetuity. 100% of it will be retained. And that's a clear and categorical position and decision of the government, and I'm speaking on behalf of the government. The other thing is that we're currently working on plans to bring back the disabled riders that were, believe it or not, evicted from the land by the ALP. So the disabled riders will be coming back. There's some remediation, land that was just left to rack and ruin by the previous government, but it's staying in public hands. 100% of it is staying in public hands. None of it will be sold or developed. It's a magnificent headland that's public open space and will stay that way forever as far as we're concerned.
So this consultant's report, which was prepared for the Department of Finance, finding that the headland is surplus to requirements and would generate a significant return if sold, you're ignoring their advice, are you? You're turning your back on that information?
Well, we are not selling it. We are clearly and categorically not selling it. I don't accept that view if there's some document somewhere. I know that I speak for myself, the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister. This is one of the great public open spaces that should be there, not just for decades or generations, but centuries. And it won't happen on our watch. And my commitment is that we will do everything to ensure that it is locked up in public hands as public land forever.
So this consultant's report prepared for the Department of Finance, I know you're the Environment Minister, not the Finance Minister, you haven't seen this report?
No, I have not, and I know the Prime Minister hasn't, and I know that it does not represent the position of the government, and I am making a clear categorical statement authorised on behalf of myself, the Prime Minister, and the Finance Minister. The land is staying in public hands. It's staying in full forever, and that's as it should be. And I'm really pleased and proud of that. It's an incredible thing that disabled riders were evicted from this land by the previous government. They're coming back under us.
And so will they move to transform it into a national park, public open space? Will remediation works there continue to improve its public amenity?
Yes, there will be remediation. You obviously want to work on that plan with the community. And this should be public open land, public open space. And I think that's a great way forward.
So no sale, never, while you're minister and while the Abbott government's in power?
No sale, ever. Not under us. And if anybody in future decades tries it, whilst I have breath in my body, I will stand up and fight that.
All right, well, terrific to get that clarification from you. Appreciate you phoning in this morning. Just while I've got you, you are a senior cabinet minister. What are you hearing about the future of the Prime Minister?
Long, solid, and, with complete support from colleagues. Let me say this. The work that we are doing and that he's leading is of immense importance, just immense importance to future generations. If we don't repair what is a terrible inherited budget situation, then that leaves a mountain of debt for children and grandchildren. It would be an act of intergenerational theft. And I would say to Bill Shorten, respectfully, the previous government left a mountain of debt for our children and our grandchildren. Don't turn it into an Everest of debt. Work with us, not against the interests of succeeding generations.
Some of these rumblings, though, with respect, don't have anything to do with Bill Shorten. We're hearing talk of backbench anarchy, that the Prime Minister's been given 6 months. The fact that the Prime Minister didn't simply dismiss it this morning, but was actually saying on Melbourne Radio, well, look, you've got to stick with the leader, you've got to stay with the leader, you've got to stick in behind the program. It was almost like it sounded as a plea to backbenchers. Is that the way you're feeling, that the Prime Minister is feeling the heat, that he acknowledges he is under some pressure?
No, I don't believe that. I think that our job, our task, our role is to do the immensely important and to do the difficult because it is of huge, indispensable value to future generations. And yes, that can be challenging, but this is precisely why you choose somebody who is strong and who has that conviction to do these things.
And who'll be Prime Minister at the next election?
Tony Abbott.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
All the best to you. The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, so he's confirmed no sale, never, ever, while they're in office. And if there was a change of government at some point and someone wanted to sell it, he says, while there's breath in his body, he'd campaign against it. The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt.